Welcome to the Magic on the Inside podcast by the Sisters Enchanted, where we chat magic, hot topics, personal development, and good old-fashioned life. Brew up something delicious and sit with us for a spell. Hey there, Enchanted Sister. It's Sarah Waka here, founder of the Sisters Enchanted, and this is our premiere episode of the Magic on the Inside podcast. On this podcast, we will be sharing with you all sorts of good stuff. We will be doing interviews, we will be doing just chats, and even replays of some of our live video chats so you can hear them on audio, all sorts of things. We're going to talk everything from magic to muggle life, and it's going to be amazing. So this premiere episode is part of our Everyday Witches Making Everyday Magic series, where we interview different community members and get their take on what it's like to be an everyday witch. So take a listen to this first chat, and you can always follow us over at thesistersenchanted.com. If you're new to these parts, we'd love to have you. And come over to our Facebook group or on YouTube or our Facebook page or Instagram or wherever you find us on social media and share your thoughts and let us know that you listened in on this podcast. We'd love to hear from you. All right, take a listen. Hey there. Hey, Jen.
Hi.
Welcome to all of our listeners and our viewers, wherever you are watching or listening to this from. This is one of our segments, Everyday Witches Making Everyday Magic. And actually, Jen is our first participant in this. So I'm super excited to have you here. Jen, so let's just real quick, tell me who you are, like where you are. So you're in the U.S., here kind of on the eastern part of the U.S. What's your like quick bio, Jen? Who are you? You know, all that good little stuff.
All right. I live up in the Adirondacks in New York. Actually live on a mountain. I have four boys, been married forever, and I just kind of go on my witchy way and do my thing. My muggle job was a nurse, which I don't do so much anymore. We also own a business, a pest control business that's all natural, that uses all natural products. So between that and the kids and everything else, I'm just here.
I love, so Jen has been in our Sisters Enchanted community for a while now. And I don't know why I love this so much about Jen, but I love that she has four boys, lives on a mountain, and is like the most like sexy, funky, cool, pink haired, like internet lady I know. But for some reason, I'm always like, that's so amazing because there's so much masculine around you and you're just this like fairy in the middle of it, I feel like. And I don't...
You have to be extra. I have to make up for the lack of...
Yeah, like I don't even know you in real life, but I feel like that's like my vision of you, is this like sexy, fantastic fairy with like all this man energy running around.
It sounds right. It sounds very correct, actually. No, I'm kidding.
All right. So we're talking Everyday Witches Making Everyday Magic. So I have some questions from our community and we'll just chit chat. And then towards the end, we'll do this or that sort of thing. And I'll put you on the spot and you got to answer this or that really quickly. So we'll see how that goes for you. So like I said, Jen's been in our community for a while now, and she is in a bunch of our classes and things. And so I know a lot of people are probably going to be really excited to listen in and get to know Jen. She just did a really awesome self-love challenge in one of our groups, actually. And it was like all unicorn themed and super cool. And so Jen, what got you into thinking self-love? Like why is that something that you thought was important for your fellow magic makers to explore?
I think that generally anybody, everybody can always use more self-love, always. And it's the last thing that we do in our whole entire day. We are taking care of this person, that person, the dog, the bird, the whatever. And then we're just ready to crash in our bed. And what do we do for ourselves? Nothing, you know? And I think for some reason too, in society itself, like it's like almost expected, like, you know, you have to sacrifice everything to take care of everyone. And, you know, I don't really go with the grain. I'm much against the grain all the time. And, you know, it's like, no, we need to love ourselves. We need to do things for ourselves. And even over the years with my own kids, you know, people, you know, I've always had my hair crazy. I've always had wear makeup and have my tattoos and stuff. And they're like, well, how do you do it? It's like, you know what? You make it happen. It's like, that's a part of your day and that's it. And my kids know that when I'm putting my makeup on, they have to wait. And that's been when they were babies. Like, they would be in their in the bathroom. I'd have a gate up. I'd hand them some brushes that had nothing on it. Let them pretend to paint the walls. And you throw makeup on. It could take 5 minutes. And it doesn't even have to be just that. But it's just making it a part of your day and a priority. And I think a lot of people just dismiss that so quickly. Like, oh, I don't have time for that. Never mind. No, you do have time. And if you want to do it, you'll make time.
Yeah, that's what what's that saying? It's like, you have time, it's not a priority. So I always try to tell, whenever I find myself like doing that tricky thing in my mind, where I'm like, oh, I just don't have time. And I'm like, well, if it was a priority, I would have time, right? So I need to make it. Mm-hmm. So that actually, it goes well into some of the questions people ask. So one thing that some people are interested in knowing, actually a couple of really good questions for you. One was, how do you incorporate magic into your life when you have a muggle job and you have kids and everything to take care of? So like you kind of answered that you just set those priorities and make it happen, right? Like,
yeah. And you know, and I think too, it doesn't have to be the big elaborate, you know, altar or the big elaborate circle and you this whole ritual that takes 3 hours that you're naked under the moonlight.
I know.
If I did that, I'd scar all my children. Okay. But, and also too, and I think it's taking the time of the pressure of the time off. Like, so, you know, we had, you know, you have llamas or whatever, and you're like, oh God, this day I have to do the bread and I have to do the corn and I have to do all these things, you know? And I even said it to someone in the group today, like I give myself a couple day buffer, you know, it's like, okay, I have it planned. All right. I want to do this. And you just give yourself that extra time because there is a billion things going on. And I have a little altar next to my bed. So I have to pass it to get out, you know, get past, it's out of my room. So, right. You know, you turn around and, you know, you say a little something or you light a candle quick or, you know, just a little intention for your day as you're passing it, you know, like make it accessible, like little things. Like I have like something little in every room.
Yeah.
Just to like remind me, just to be like, oh yeah, okay, let me do that. And, you know, my kids are so used to it now, you know, my son, my 12-year-old, he calls tarot carrots.
So you're saying that. It's so funny.
Like, oh, are you going to go talk to your carrot friends? I'm like, yep. Just, you know, it's just little things. It doesn't have to be big things. It really is. And I think a lot of people, I think that's, especially when you're new, there's so much information and there's so many things. It's so easy to get lost in that.
Yeah. And I think too, like what you were saying, you think of any, even just like what's it called? Like the mainstream kind of commonly accepted religions and whatever. People don't, like most people, they don't head to like the church every day, you know, they're not sitting there in a full Catholic mass every day, like doing their practice. They're like praying on the fly, you know? And I feel like for some reason, when we dive into witchcraft or magic or woo-woo or whatever anybody wants to call it, we suddenly get inundated with like all this stuff and feel like that somehow it's like somehow this expectation gets raised or you need
to. Right, and if you don't do it, then you're not a witch.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm like,
you do all these things. And it's, you know, and I think that's what makes it so great is that you make it your own. You do it how you want to do it. And if that doesn't call you to you, don't do it. But if you love it, then you do it and you work it in and then that's it, you know, and that's fine.
Yeah. So is there any particular like seasonal thing or like any of the festivals in particular that you do, you know, think of Christmas, like mainstream consumerism Christmas. We all celebrate, you know, Christmas probably in some way, or I guess not everybody is, but most people celebrate Christmas in some form. I mean, is there a witchy festival or something that you do really that you're like, all right, this I do celebrate, this I do. Is there one in particular or any ritual that you particularly you know, do follow, like consistently or anything? Is there one for you?
I kind of do a little bit of everything. You know, a lot of times it's what I have time for. Mm-hmm. If I do have time for to do a, more of a ritual, I will. And a lot of time, you know, that also too depends on if the kids are at school or if it's later at night, I'll do that. And it's really not, you know, I do try to incorporate them and stuff, but it's more of just being like left alone to do it. So I can like actually concentrate on what I'm doing and really be into it. And, you know, I'm kind of famous for like throwing in little things for everybody's like Christmas, you know, I put some, what did I do? Oh, I did like a whole tray with the log and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
And my kids actually went outside and helped me with that. And I put it on the table at Christmas dinner, because we always do Christmas Day. And everybody's like, oh, look at how nice your log with the candles. It's so pretty. What is it? Like, so I'm always like throwing it in. And you know, and I'll say something little, but surprisingly, what's really funny is, you know, my non-witchy husband, which he's becoming more and more, but he doesn't quite know it. He actually explained it, because it's all his family. He actually explained the meaning of it to his family.
Oh, that's amazing.
I had all the candles, and I just sat there like, yep, see?
Like, that's accurate.
Yeah, I mean, and yeah, like, you know, that's my, you know, of course I love it. So I'm always doing stuff for that. And, you know, that one I rope the kids into a lot, just so that they, you know, they know what it is and they, you know, they can, you know, hopefully take a little bit from that. My oldest, he's really, you know, he's really leaning that way. Like, I just gave him some tarot cards and he's been learning and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool. He's kind of, you know, he's learning a little bit more, kind of a little bit more like different than what I do, you know, so it's still, you know, kind of witchy, but it's kind of off on a little bit of a cuff. So I'm just kind of letting him explore and do his thing, and it makes him happy and whatever. So he always comes to me for questions and stuff, and I'll include him too. I'll be like, okay, well, today's this day. What are you going to do for this day? And really, I just try to do whatever I can, whenever I can, you know, and I try to help everyone if, you know, if possible.
So I know you've been with your husband for like forever and a day. How has that, because this question gets asked a lot in our various communities, how has that evolved as you've evolved into this witch gen? How has that maybe like shifted your dynamic, or was it, I feel like you're so you that maybe that, like, I don't know if there was like a barrier to having to kind of like feel weird about mentioning anything, or did it just happen? Like, what, paint me a picture. How did that look like when you were like, oh, shit, I think I'm a witch?
I kind of, you know, it's one of those things, like, even as a kid, I kind of knew, like, I knew that I was a little different than most kids, you know? Yeah. You know, and we met, I was 14, he was 16, and he actually went with me when I bought my first tarot deck. So he was actually there. And, you know, first, of, you know, because his family is very, very, very Catholic. And it was more of me going along with the Catholic part of things in the beginning, because I didn't want his family, you know, they were... there can be very harsh sometimes. And especially like I had my oldest when I was 17. So I'm an unwed pregnant mother. God forbid. They told me I was going to hell so many times. I'm like, well, you know, gaining 50 pounds in the summer is pretty darn close.
Yeah. You're like, I don't think that it can get worse.
Yeah. And it was like the hottest summer ever, which I'm sure any pregnant person in the summer says that, but yeah. So he's always been very accepting, and he's, you know, he's more serious. He's kind of the quiet observer and whatever. And I'm so his opposite. So I think that's kind of what, like, I think that's what he likes about me. Yeah. You know, because I can just get him going and whatever. And he's good too, because he asks questions, you know? And he's never made me feel like I'm doing something wrong or I should be ashamed or anything like that. And I think just as we've grown as people, because, you know, we grew up together, basically, you know, it's just evolved into, it's just the way it is. And that's how it is. And he'll ask questions. And like I said, I have an altar in my bedroom. I have dream catchers hanging all over and crystals and everything. And, you know, he just like, will be like, come on, like, you have books, you have crystals, you have tarot cards everywhere. I'm like, I can't help it. I like all the things. I can grab it and see it. And again, for me, putting something in every room just makes me happy. Like there's just something I'm like, oh yeah, I got to do that. So he's been really good about it.
Super cool. That's good. Because I know a lot of people, it's like a thing when people have to start, like when you start telling people, you know, or like if you're like kind of investigating, I know people really take comfort in knowing that other people have had to kind of shift and change a little bit too.
So. Yeah. And you know, again, and even like with his family now, they pretty much know, but it's the thing they don't, you know, they know I'm a witch, but they don't talk about it. So we just pretend like it's not there. Mind you, I have like Halloween decorations that stay up all year round, you know, I have a whole wall of witch paintings, but you know, everything's fine. Nothing's going on here. I don't see anything. So it's just so silly. And for me, you know, just being like in going out in public or whatever, it's again, it's little things. Like I might have pentacle earrings on. Mm-hmm. And I mean, for me now too, I have witch tattooed on my wrist. So you can't really hide at that point.
There's like no escaping.
I've got a bracelet on maybe, but yeah, I'm there whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, they just ask questions and most times they're not going to always like your answers, but it's just keeping it simple and don't engage. If they just start on you, I just don't engage. It's like, okay, thank you. You have a great day.
I know. I do the same thing. I'm just like, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite magical or a memorable magical moment? Somebody asked this question and she'd be interested in hearing about memorable magical moments. So is there something for you that sticks out as a magical, memorable moment? I guess this could be anything. It could be like a moment when you just knew that this was like your thing, or if you did something really cool, or I don't know. Do anything come to mind?
I would say probably when, I finally found out like who my spirit guides were. Like to me, that was like super cool. And you know, like within the last like year, I've had all sorts of cuckoo things going on. So I think that was pretty cool because, you know, you just keep trying and trying and nothing happens and you're like, no, this isn't going to work. And then all of a sudden it does. And you just kind of feel connected on a whole different level, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess that's how I feel about it. And I think that's probably one of the bigger ones I can think of like recently.
Yeah. So for you, because this is another thing that's a good like leading thought to this question. How did you make that connection? You just kept practicing. Did you do meditation? Did you like, what was your kind of way to bridge that gap? Because a lot of people were going to have that question, I bet. Yeah.
I know that's a big one too.
Yeah.
You know, I think it really was meditating, lots of meditating. And I also got my Reiki certifications also. Mm-hmm. So in that, after you get certified, you're supposed to do like 21 days of self Reiki, like just to like bring yourself into that space and whatever. So I think just really was meditating, lots of meditating. And, you know, it didn't even have to be like super long ones. It would even just if I get 5 minutes or something like that. And I'll tell you, the bathroom is a great place for that. I will admit, a bathroom hider. I will go in the bathroom and hide in there for a very long time. And I'll read and I'll go on my phone or, you know, even if I like my witchy homework I have to do sometimes just so everyone leaves me alone.
Yeah.
Especially being the only girl in the house, they don't come in there, which is fantastic. You might see like fingers under the door, but
that's what I just, in our Enchanted Journey group, I put a post up, like, what was your goal for August? Like, what do you want to do magically? And that was one of the things that, because I mean, you know, I have a how old is he? 14-month-old and then a 4-year-old. So I'm like in the thick of the no escaping. And that was one of my things, was to get back to like my magical self. Because the last few years, it's just been pregnancy, breastfeeding, like whatever. Oh, yeah. So that was my thing, is that I put a blanket in the bathroom so I could go in there, close the door, and put the cushy blanket down and sit on it.
Fantastic. And, you know, people laugh and I'm like, you know what? Don't knock it till you try it. It's a great space. And I mean, my two youngest are only 15 months apart. So basically, you know, I was like pregnant and nursing for like 2.5 years, because as I was nursing, I was nursing the one, found out I was pregnant for the other, and just, you know, kept going. I think I had a month off, and then I had my other one, and then I had my youngest, and then we nursed for a year and whatever then. So,
yeah, I know.
And I was like that too. I definitely had that time where I didn't do really anything. I thought about it. I'd see a picture and be like, oh yeah, I don't even think I had an altar set up during that time, because it's like a blur.
I set up crystal grids. They get like 10 minutes of life before their small hands that are like, oh, this looks amazing.
Oh, definitely. Well, that's why, and even like the tarot cards, I think they were all like up on the shelf. Like, and I just barely, because I'm not the one that lets my kids touch my cards. I'm like, if I had like one deck that like I didn't really care for or something, I'd let them have that. But everything else is don't touch it.
Yeah, no, they get into all my stuff. I've found tarot cards in like cracker boxes before, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
that and the crystals, like my crystals, they would always sneak. My third, he's so sneaky, and he would always take them. And I'd see them, like you said, in the craziest places. Like I'd go to sit on the couch. I'm like, what is this? Oh, there's like six of them in the couch.
I know, guys, let's like not touch the sacred tools.
You have all these toys that I'm constantly picking up, but yeah, you have to touch all my things.
Yes. Yeah. So meeting your spirit guides, I think that's a big one for a lot of people. Like that's like the key, like a moment, you know. Yeah. Did you have any magical oopsies? Anything that you, I don't know, anything that you would qualify as a magical oopsie along the way, or like a almost burn the house down story?
I had one time, I had gotten like these wish paper things, and you're supposed to like write your intention on them, right? Yeah. And like fold them into a cone. Do you know what these are? Have you ever seen them?
I could imagine though, that's something you're supposed to burn probably.
Well, and then you're supposed to light it on fire, and it's supposed to like spiral up and like disappear, and your intention goes in the universe. I'm like, oh, this is so cool. So I'm like in my room, and I'm like, oh, let's do like three of them. I have all these intentions to do. Well, that didn't really go as planned. That altar cloth is now had to be disposed of, and everything was a little smoky, and the alarms went off, and everybody came running in, and I'm like, it's fine. Everything's just, it's fine. It's all just
nothing to see here.
Everything keep moving on. So those, we don't use those anymore. We just put those away. And then actually one other time I was, it was a full moon during the summer a couple years ago, and it was late, but it was like so bright in the sky. I'm like, oh, I gotta go outside. So, you know, again, living on the mountain, and I go outside, like into the yard. I was kind of like by the woods-ish, and I'm like, I'm just going to sit here, and I'm going to just, you know, think about whatever and do all my moon things. So I'm sitting there, and I hear something, and I turn around and didn't see, and then I'm like, all right, it's just me. I'm being crazy. Turn around again, the freaking skunk right there, and he was huge. It was like the biggest thing ever. It probably wasn't, but at that moment it was. And I'm not a big person, so everything looks big. I was like, so what do I do? And I didn't have my phone with me, so I couldn't like text Jay. I'm not going to start screaming. This thing's going to spray me. So I'm slowly like crawling away, you know, to try to like, and it's like do 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 do, and it's kind of coming closer, and it's all being curious because it, you know, probably could smell me.
So
I very carefully like army crawled, and then I got up and ran for the hills. And now we don't go like so far out.
Yeah, this is not the representation of light and dark, black and white that I wanted.
No, not really. Want to go for.
All right. Well, let's do a let's do our round of this or that, and then and yeah, let's do that. Okay, so I'm just gonna give you two things, and you just gotta tell me which one, this or that. Really easy.
Okay.
Let's see if it's fun or if it's lame, but you're the first one to try it, so
let's do it.
Okay, you ready? Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs, only because Jay's allergic to cats. He's very allergic to cats, so I have to say dogs for that.
Spring or fall?
Fall.
Black or white?
Black.
Books or movies?
Books.
Oils or incense?
Oils.
Fire or water?
Depends on the day. We'll say fire.
Earth or air?
Earth.
Witchy or woo-woo?
Witchy.
Light or dark?
Light.
All right, that's all I got. Which is interesting because you picked black and then you picked light.
See, that's I'm a little bit everything. In that moment, I felt bad. It's all good.
It's like a tricky psychological intake right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I could probably keep a psychologist busy for quite a while.
any last thoughts or tips or what, like when you think of every day, yourself as an everyday witch making everyday magic, like anything, like what do you, I don't know, any last things you want to say about that or like the most, what's like the most magical part of your day or what makes you an everyday witch or what everyday magic looks like for you or what those words mean to you or anything at all?
Yeah, I think that, being sure to incorporate something every day, even if you're just thinking about it, even if you just think about it, I think that's good enough. I think, you know, you want to do all the things, but it's just not possible. So anything that you do, even if it's not like what the book tells you to do, I think is fine. And it's whatever relates. And I think, you know, I think it's awesome when people want to see meanings in things, but I also tend to not think everything means something. Okay. The branch fell by my feet. What does that mean? It means a branch fell by your foot. You know, I think that, you know, if you think everything you do, everything means something, it takes away the magic of it. You know, I think it's that the repeated things, like if you see a butterfly and then you turn on your computer and you see a butterfly or you turn a page in a book and there's a butterfly and this is all happening in a sequence within, you know, whatever. Yes, that means something.
Right.
And I, you know, just trying to, you know, when you're new, I think it's so easy to be like, oh my gosh, what does this mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? But I think it takes away from the magic of it, you know? So I think, you know, paying attention just to little things, but also not making them into big things every single time. And, you know, just incorporating something little every day.
Yeah, I love that. And thank you for, that's like another hot topic sort of thing. So thank you for bringing that for sure. Like everyday witches making everyday magic. If we think every little thing that happens is something that takes away the everyday magic, right?
It's not magic anymore. It's just everyday things. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know what? Your magic, you know, everybody's magic. Everything is magic, but it may not all relate to you in that situation at that time. And that's fine. You know? And I think it's just trying to make the sequence, like I pay attention more to the sequences than I would of the actual object.
Yeah. I like that. Thanks for pointing that out. Well, so I guess that's where we'll wrap it up. You guys, if anybody, like I said, who's watching this or listening to this, Jen posts like loads of cool stuff maybe, or just shares her everyday life on Instagram. I know you follow us because I see your comments, but I don't ever do anything on our Instagram. I'm like, yeah. I still hide out on Instagram under like my old maiden name account and like But you can find Jen on Instagram at Ravenous927. So it's Ravenesss927 on Instagram. And she's working on some cool stuff in the background that she will one day share with the public. So you got to go stalk her down on Insta and then...
that's going on. So
anxiously await and see what magic she cooks up in the world, because she's got some stuff happening in the background. So check her out at Ravenous927 on Instagram, and she's in our Facebook groups too. So if you're watching and you're part of our group, say hi to her in there because she's awesome. Yeah, that's it. Well, thank you, Jen, for doing this little chat with us. And I guess I will see you in the groups.
Yes, very good. Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. And that was our first guest interview of our Everyday Witches Making Everyday Magic series. I appreciate you so much for being here, so much for listening. Be sure to find us on social media. We are on Facebook at The Sisters Enchanted, on YouTube as The Sisters Enchanted, and on Instagram as The_Sisters_Enchanted. We'd love for you to come over, say hi, let us know that you caught this podcast, and be sure to tag Jen over in one of our groups or find her on Instagram as well. And you can find us at thesistersenchanted.com and learn more about all the cool stuff that we're conjuring up in our magical corner of the world. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you on the next episode of Magic on the Inside.